Welcome back inside the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. We're getting set for Friday Night Baseball, Biloxi Checkers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Checkers manager Joe Arol. Joe, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here.
You're rocking a Hawaiian shirt. Caleb Bowman is rocking a Hawaiian shirt with your face on it for Hawaiian Fridays. How fun is it to show out a little bit, break out the Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah, it started back with Keston Hiura back in Carolina League, and he'd always wear a Hawaiian shirt on Fridays to the park, and I was like, hey, why don't we just start doing this for batting practice? Guys were all in, so since 2017, every Friday, but I was speechless when Bowman walked in into my office today. I was actually on the phone, got totally distracted. I was speechless.
Is it the first time anyone has ever put your face on a Hawaiian shirt?
Most definitely.
This is an offense that has really heated up over the last couple of games. 18 runs in the first three games of this series. How fun has it been to see this offense really tick it up a notch?
Oh, I love it. I mean, we had to go through a little grind there. We didn't have Brown, Wilken, and Clark. Having those guys back in the lineup and the addition of Mike Bovee, who's been on fire, I mean, it's great to have this offense cooking.
How fun is it to put together a lineup where Ernesto Martinez Jr. is batting sixth because 1 through 4, 5, 6, and 9 are all that deep in your order?
Well, he's actually hitting fifth today, but sixth on occasion. But he's been incredible. I mean, putting together great at-bats. His at-bat lefty, off the lefty last night where he really battled, fouled a bunch of pitches off, and then laced 102-mile-an-hour line drive single to left center was super impressive. And yesterday, 2 days ago, had a 12-pitch at-bat late in the game. I mean, he's had some really grindy at-bats and putting a bat on the ball.
And speaking of batter, Ernesto, he's playing center field as well. Tonight's his fourth straight start in center field. How much have you enjoyed seeing him out there?
I love it. Anytime you can have him on the field, and especially when his bat's hot, you want to keep running him out there. But he's doing a good job out there. We have Spencer Allen in town. He works a lot with our outfielders in the org, you know, talking to him about just the little things. And, you know, just the more experience he gets out of there, it's only going to increase his value for later.
How big does that speed component as well? It's not many times you see a guy who's 6'6", 250 lead the team in steals, but Ernesto is the guy who's leading the team in steals right now.
You know, that's why he nicknamed himself the Flash. But he's one of those guys. He's so big, teams don't expect him to run. He's aggressive. He's got a no-fear attitude, and he's an exciting player to watch.
How proud were you of this team last night in the ninth inning? They battled back, got the bases loaded, and Xavier Warren, the big-time hit to walk it off.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, stuff hit the fan in the seventh inning, and, you know, they put up 7 to tie it. But, you know, these guys aren't going to quit. It was great. They put together some quality at-bats. I mean, there was a single, a couple walks. Miller worked a walk. Just grindy at-bats. And then Warren coming through was outstanding.
And talking about grindy at-bats, this is a team that has made a starting pitcher's life not fun if you're the Montgomery Biscuits. And I think it's 17 runs against the starting staff in three games. How important is it early on to get those runs and get those runs on the board in the first, second, and third inning?
Oh, it's always good to get the momentum going. I mean, our guys do a good job of preparing our hitters, you know, with scouting reports, what have you. I mean, they have some good arms over there. So, you know, our guys have been doing a good job. As soon as that bell rings, as soon as they're saying play ball, they're ready to hit.
How much has this lineup transformed with the addition back to it of Eric Brown Jr., Brock Wilken, and Wes Clark?
It's incredible. I mean, to start the season, they were, you know, three of our first top four hitters in the lineup. To have them out, our guys did a good job, you know, hanging in there. We had a little bit of a tough road trip, some close games, 3 walk-offs we lost, but we were in every ball game. So, I mean, for us to keep battling, then to add them back in there, it's huge.
Well, how about Brock Wilken? He was hitting a face not even a month ago, already back to action, and he's been pitched up and in a couple of times, and he's staying in the box.
Kid's a monster. I mean, no fear. I mean, his background growing up, his dad, MMA fighter for 11 years, got that mentality. I mean, came back, didn't miss a beat. It's very impressive. He's been making some great plays on defense and some great at-bats as well. It's great to have him back in there.
Well, and at third base, he's adjusting to playing with a mask. At the plate, he's adjusting to wearing almost a softball-like mask. How much does that impress you as a manager for a guy to come back that quick, want to be in the lineup, and produce as much as he has?
Yeah, I mean, he's dealing with the mask a little bit. The only time I ever see him have any type of problems, it would be like going after a fly ball. I saw him take his hat off the other day. It kind of looked like a catcher taking his mask off. He had to take his hat off to make sure he could have some good vision on the fly ball. But he's dealing with some adversity, and he's, like I said, he's a monster. He's a tough kid, and he wants to be in there. He's awesome.
One of the big things, too, is Mike Bovee has played some first base since everybody has come back, because you fit everybody into this lineup. What have you seen from him over at the first base side?
He's doing a great job. I asked him today, how are you feeling at first base? Great. No problems at all. But in spring training, he played some first. We had him over there last season when he got drafted, we were playing him at third and getting some second base work in as well. But this year, focused more on the corners. But he's a baseball grinder. Dad, college coach. I think we've talked about that before. But he's a grinder. Anywhere you put him, he's going to want to go out there and play and just flat out rake.
How easy does it make your job? We've talked to Ethan Murray, and you've asked him a couple times, where do you want to play? And he says it doesn't matter. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is playing center. Mike Bovee's playing some first. Xavier Warren's playing the outfield. Jose Acosta is playing some outfield. Even Eduardo Garcia, who had never played the outfield before this year, was playing in the outfield earlier this year. How easy does it make your job that you have a clubhouse that is willing to play wherever on this field?
I love it. I mean, having players with versatility, especially the higher up they get, I mean, you know, just for playing experience, I mean, it's much better they get time in the minor leagues. So if they get to the big leagues, yeah, I've played this position before to give, you know, say at Pat Murphy managing, he knows, hey, I've played left field or I've played first. You know, I've done it before. So them knowing, hey, I have experience at this position is great.
Well, Joe, thanks much for joining us. Happy Hawaiian Friday.
Happy Hawaiian Friday to you too, Javy.
We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.